Okay, Megna, we need to talk a little bit about the Red Sox. And did you know that it's gotten so bad at Fenway Park that the Red Sox are actually paying people to come see their games?
Really?
No, I just made that
darn.
Up. No, I made that up. That's not true. But it is bad over there. Last night, the Sox suffered their 7th loss in a row. They're in last place, 9 games behind the first place Yankees. Every night, they seem to find new ways to lose. They're in a free fall. And despite the 3rd highest payroll in baseball, they're on pace to lose 90 games for the 3rd time in the last 4 seasons. So this team is a mess.
Super mess. Which is why Glenn Stout has already written them off this season. He's a sports writer and friend of Radio Boston and normally an upbeat Red Sox expert.
There's just nothing nice to say right now. I don't think you can fix this team anymore. You know, when your odds of making the playoffs are down to about 10% and none of the trends are looking up, I think it might be time to write off this season.
Wow. Glenn Stout saying it's time to write off this season a month before the All-Star break. But wait, Megna, maybe it's time to call in the management consultants.
Which is exactly what Callum Borchers has done. We do call it the Red Sox organization, after all. And Callum is a business reporter for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now. Hey, Callum.
Hey, Megna. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, so let's point out that the Sox and the Globe are both owned by John Henry, so he's probably wondering as much as anyone what the heck is going on at Fenway. But you spoke to a number of management consultants. What's their analysis?
Well, they say that it's not unsalvageable just yet, so maybe a little bit more upbeat than your boy Glenn.
There's always an upside
when you're in
management.
Crunch those numbers, though, like the business folks like to do, and you know it doesn't look so good. You got 97 games left in this season, and they've only won 27 so far. So you figure if they got to get to, let's call it a round number, let's call it 87 to get to the playoffs, theoretically, you got to go 60-37 down the stretch, Megna. 60-37, so not impossible, but a tall task. And when I talked to these consultants yesterday, they kept bringing up two key words, accountability and motivation. Starting with accountability, they said that John Farrell has been too soft with players who were underperforming or seemingly slacking off. A good example this afternoon, in fact, in just a few moments, Wade Miley is supposed to take the mound for the Red Sox, right? You might remember he had a rather animated discussion, to say the least, with John Farrell in the dugout last week. A lot of folks thought maybe he should be suspended or miss a start, but there he is, right back out there today.
All right, so we need more accountability, or we need John Farrell to demand more accountability. But I'm wondering, Callum, if all this goes beyond the abilities of one manager. I mean, you've got, aging stars like David Ortiz, Mike Napoli, a bunch of rookies who aren't up to the job, a collection of high-priced acquisitions who aren't doing it. So wouldn't the business world just fire people who aren't doing their jobs? And Farrell can't do that.
Yeah, that's just it, Anthony. I mean, the biggest distinction that these business consultants drew between their typical clients and the Red Sox is just what you said. There is tremendous job security that comes with being a baseball player, right?
$30 million contract,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, well, you know, think about the best example we've seen in the last year. How much would the Yankees love to have gotten rid of Alex Rodriguez last season when he was suspended for the entire year because of PED use? But they couldn't, so they held on to him because they would have been paying him anyway. Those contracts, are guaranteed. So firing these players is not really a realistic option, which means that John Farrell basically has to figure out a way to right the ship with the team he has in his hands right now. And what these management consultants told me is what he needs to figure out is what besides money motivates these guys. You know, many of them, assuming they haven't frittered away their millions, they've been set for life a long time ago. So you know, whether it's winning, whether it's just your pride, whether it is trying to avoid some of the venom that comes raining down from the stands, whatever it is, push those buttons and try and motivate these guys to give maybe just a little bit more effort out on that field.
Okay, fans, so maybe more venom. That might be what we need. For the record, several millions of dollars would be all I need to be sufficiently motivated, Callum. But I'm just...
You don't need Hanley's 88?
No. I'm just curious. I mean, this might sound like a stupid question, but isn't this exactly what all those saber metrics were supposed to do? Like, you know, it's kind of a management consulting for baseball. You look at the performance metrics, you make the benchmarks, you spot the high performance, you put together the team, and you win.
Well, that is kind of the irony of this, Meghna. And in fact, I did a story maybe a month or so ago about how popular specifically management consultants from Bain & Company here in Boston have become in not only baseball, but all sports front offices. You know, these folks who, you know, they're much better with numbers than sports, but, you know, their brains are being picked. It's the money ball phenomenon, right? And we've seen it spreading all across sports. And in many cases, it works. And in fact, if you look at the Red Sox, you know, long-term track record of the last decade, you'd have to say on balance it's worked pretty well, but not so much this year.
Not so much this year, indeed. Callum Borchers, he's a business reporter for the Boston Globe. You can find a link to his piece on management advice for the Red Sox at RadioBoston.org. Callum, thank you very much.
Always fun, guys.
Thanks. Have a great day.
There's always volatility, even in the baseball market. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.